Secretary of Health and Human Services Javier Becerra announced the largest expansion of Medicaid since the Affordable Care Act to establish a network of community-based mental health clinics. Becerra said that the legislation providing funding for emergency mental health care services was the first step in a series of health care provisions that seek to treat issues of mental health as seriously and consistently as issues of physical health.
We are taking steps that this country has never before tried to go towards, and that is to treating mental health on par with physical health.
The act will fund the expansion of community-certified behavioral health clinics nationwide. Initially, 15 states will be offered $1 million each in funding to establish the health centers. Centers will offer in-person care, telehealth, and a 24/7 mental health crisis hotline, 988. All major forms of private and public insurance will be accepted, and out-of-pocket costs will be determined on a generous sliding scale. Michigan Democrat Senator Debbie Stabenow said that this plan was 60 years in the making.
President John F. Kennedy, 1963, the very last law, amazing, that he ever signed before being shot, was a law to strengthen and develop community mental health. To basically say we don't want at that time what were called asylums for people being housed without treatment, but just being put away. We're going to close those and we're going to provide community treatment. Well, half of that happened. The hospitals got closed, but the community work, the excellent quality efforts that people need in the community did not happen for 59 years, but it is now going to happen.
Stabenow said that to convince the public and their colleagues in Congress of the value of the behavioral health clinic model, they set up trial clinics to retrieve data on their effectiveness. Data showed that within the first 6 months of receiving care, patients were at decreased risk of homelessness, hospitalization, and incarceration. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt said the behavioral clinics will reduce the toll on law enforcement, which, since the closure of the asylum system in the 60s and 70s, have become the de facto mental health care providers for the country.
Law enforcement and the emergency room have really, for most of that 50 years after those big facilities got closed in the 70s, became the de facto mental health delivery system for the country. Nobody is well served by that. Law enforcement isn't well served by that. The emergency room is not well served by that. And certainly the people that need help in that crisis moment aren't well served by that.
In 2023, the federal government will review applications from states interested in receiving funding to establish community behavioral health clinics. Of those applicants, 15 will be selected to receive $1 million to begin the planning process. Subsequent funding will follow when states have met federal standards. For Pacifica Radio KPFA, I'm Emmett Levy.